I begin to love the work of my maestro, Jean Renoir,
yes.
You know? And I begin to work with Jean Renoir. I was assistant of Jean Renoir just for one movie. And after that, I begin all alone and I make Ossessione.
At that time, you wanted, I believe, to make a film on a short story by Verga. But
yes.
At that time, the works of Verga were, I think, banned by the fascist authorities. Is that so?
Yes. Not specially the works of Verga generally, but this work of Verga that I have chosen.
Ah.
A novel was called L'amante di Gramigna, and is a story of Bandito. And in this moment, the fascist minister of Spettacolo don't allow me to do the picture because he said that we have not to speak about Briganti in Italy, you know?
There was, I suppose, in Italy at that time, a kind of conspiracy of silence about social conditions.
Yes, sure.
And the idea was to produce a kind of export film. That
yes,
gave the most,
just little comedies yes. And, you know, to see a life that was not true. And for the first film in Italy that makes it a real Italian social condition, you know?
Yes.
And for that, Ossessione was a terrible bomb in Italy and was a movie completely cut and destroyed by the government.
How did you actually come to find this subject?
When I was assistant of Jean Renoir and we was making Une partie de campagne, Jean Renoir gave me a text of The Postman Always Rings Twice, you know? And he gives to me and say, read this, and after you tell me what you think about. Then after that, unfortunately, I stopped my work with Renoir because I have to come back in Italy, subject of The Postman. Because I was prepared the Verga's novel, you know? And after, when the government say, no, you can't do that, I take out of my cassetto this script, you
yes.
know, and I prepared this subject about The Postman and was Ossessione.
Now, this film, of course, became the basis of the movement we now call neorealism.
Yes, sure, because just the word of neorealism was born with Ossessione, because I remember exactly the story of that. I was not in Rome to shoot Ossessione, you know, I was in
yes.
Ferrara, and I sent all my rush to my montatore. And the first time he see the first rushes I do, he write me a letter, and I have this letter, and he say, I think your material is very new and very unexpected, you know. We can call this a sort of neorealism. And from that, the word begins to be used.
How did this affect an organization, which I would like to know more about, because it seemed to have existed before the overthrow of fascism? This was the Centro Sperimentale, which I think was already initiating its own revolution against the old way of filmmaking, and which took up neorealism as its battle cry. What was the immediate impact on the cinema in Italy?
I don't know what was immediately impacted, but I know that all the serious production begins to change in this moment. Everyone try to look at the things, to see how the life is, with more insight and more engagement.
It was then that you had an opportunity to make another film, which turned out to be one of the masterpieces of modern cinema, La Terra Trema. This was made, of course, in an entirely different manner from, I think, all films going back to the very early days. That is, you used sound that was improvised by actors. You took the story, I believe, from, again, a novel by Verga.
Yes.
I wonder if you could describe how you were able to instruct the actors, who were all members of a Sicilian fishing village, what you wanted of them in the way of dialogue, statement, movement.
I tell you, La Terra Trema, I can say, was the last consequence of the neorealism movement, you know, because
yes.
I tried to arrive at the end of all this aesthetic conception, you know, and I think that if I want to do a real piece of life, I have to do it with the real people, you know. I cannot invent something. It's true that I take the idea of from a novel of Verga I Malavoglia. It's a story of a family. And La Terra Trema is also a story of a family, you know, like rock, you know. This is my leitmotif, the family, you know. To do that was very easy in a certain way, because I took these people and I say, you are here, this is your condition, this is your story, this has happened, that happened to you. How do you react to this? And every moment I ask her what you do in this moment, what you say in this moment. And they say exactly what they would say if it was in reality, you know. And this was very easy in a certain way for me, because they play ourselves, you know. They don't play a character out of herself. They play herself. They play fishermen in Sicily. And yes, they talk with her words, and they talk with her language. And I don't change a word, yes, because I want to have a document of reality. This was the Terra Trema. This is the Terra Trema, not more than this. But I think it's very important, this, because it put the base of realistic conception of movie.
In Rocco, there is a question that has puzzled some people. The conclusion, after the catharsis, which is very movingly and very convincingly built up, you are making one of the points which have gone right through your production in the cinema. That is, it is a bad thing for a family to destroy its roots. If I understand correctly, the tragedy of La Terra Trema is that life becomes impossible for a certain primitive form of community, and these people are beaten by a system. Would that be correct?
Yes, in a certain way. What I want to explain always, Terra Trema and Rocco and also other movies, you know, is that I want to explain and to make see to the audience which is the social condition,
yes,
in certain parts of my country. And what I try to do is to take out the contradictions in a system, you know, of life. I don't think that I arrive to solutions. And also, if I arrive to a solution, I don't think that the contradictions go away, because there are new contradictions. But what I want to explain is that men's try to go out,
yes,
of a certain social condition, you know. And I think that there is always a hope that the thing must be changed. This is the conclusion of La Terra Trema and Rocco. La Terra Trema, my characters was completely beat by the situation. Rocco, it's more up, and they are not beat. They win,
yes,
because the last son of the family, Ciro, in the end explained to the little one that life will change and the condition will change if they go on to be strong enough to want this. Perhaps I will do another movie one day, and I will explain that this first condition is changed for my family, and new difficulties and new contradictions come in a new society in which they are now.